This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. For the second time this month, a freshman state lawmaker has announced their resignation. Commerce City Democrat Saeed Sharbini said the pay for lawmakers is unsustainable for his family and out of line for how much work is involved. Colorado lawmakers earn $43,000 a year. Sharbini also bemoaned the polarized and contentious atmosphere in the House. Earlier this month, Democratic Representative Ruby Dixon cited vitriolic politics as her reason for resigning ahead of next session. Nearly 1,100 people in Colorado have signed up to indicate an invisible disability on their driver's licenses. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more on the program.
In July 2022, the Colorado DMV launched a disability identifier program in which Coloradans can have their health care provider fill out a form indicating the person has an invisible disability. The person gives the form to the DMV, and the license then gets a symbol on it, one that looks like a profile of a person. It lets members of law enforcement know that the disability, which isn't specified on the card, could make communicating with police difficult. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Winter is very nearly here. It officially starts on Thursday, but you might not know it by the weather. Mike Nelson is the chief meteorologist at Denver 7. He says the average temperature for this time of year should be about 40 degrees, but that will likely see highs in the 50s and 60s, at least in Denver. And he said all lower 48 states are seeing warmer days.